751 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Manis, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
We are going to get a new grocery chain. I think many of us are familiar with it. We've seen it around, but none in Fresno yet.
Yeah, none in the Central Valley yet. There's been a lot of speculation on when Aldi, which is a low-cost German grocery chain, would be coming here to our neck of the woods, and the wait is over. On Thursday, the first Aldi location will be opening in the community of Porterville, which is down the road. These stores are about 22,000 square feet. The majority of their items are exclusive store brands, and they're really known for their low prices. And I guess they also sell kind of random items on a seasonal basis. I think like rain boots in the spring or Dutch ovens around Thanksgiving. So the store in Porterville is going to be opening at 8:15 a.m. Thursday, and there's going to be giveaways, including a golden ticket giveaway worth up to potentially up to $100 for the first 100 shoppers. They're going to have a free produce for a year sweepstakes, and they're going to be sampling some of those Aldi exclusive products. So this is part of a big expansion for this chain. It's about $5 billion they're putting into to building 2,500 stores nationwide, and then that's going to add about 25,000 new jobs in the U.S. So they're looking to open in other places. That there's looks like there's a store coming to Hanford in the near future, and word is they're also looking at Fresno and other parts of Tulare County. So there should be some more Aldis around here in the days to come,
bringing some more competitive grocery prices to Fresno and the Valley.
Hey, yeah,
if we're homeowners here, Gabe, which I am, we're pretty happy about this next story you're going to tell us about.
Right. Fresno was ranked the number 6th hottest residential real estate market to watch next year. And this is like out of 100 metros across the United States. It's according to online real estate site Trulia, which said that as home sales activity slows down in the coastal areas, the real growth opportunities are going to be inland. So the number one market was Colorado Springs, Colorado. And so that's kind of a stand-in for Denver, which, I guess apparently has been really hot. The only other California metro area to make the list was Bakersfield, which they ranked a little bit ahead of us at 4th. Bakersfield and Fresno are some of the lowest priced housing markets in California among the top 100 metros on the list, which kind of earned them a high ranking. Home sales and prices have been pretty high lately, but that's slowing down a bit. But, it's the activity is still there, and Fresno is still a hot market to watch.
Yeah, Gabe, given the choice of living at the coast or in the Valley, I think we'd all choose the Valley.
Oh, yeah. That's a no-brainer right there.
It really is. Always great to hear from you, Gabe. We'll see you tonight, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
I'm going to hang out tonight with Gabe Dillard. All right, so if you want to... all news that is business. You want more on these stories we just talked about, pick up a copy of the Business Journal. That's right. I get to hang out with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal tonight.